Todd Talks.
About DeepSeek AI. DeepSeek AI is a Chinese artificial intelligence, or AI, company that develops open source large language models, or they're often called LLMs. An LLM stands for Large Language Model, which is a type of artificial intelligence that can generate human-like text, translate languages, answer questions, and perform other natural language processes. It's like they're being trained on massive amounts of text data. Essentially, it's a complex algorithm that learns patterns in language to understand and respond in a way similar to humans. That's what it does. DeepSeek is comparable to OpenAI's ChatGPT, which most people are familiar with. And it's only mentioned here because ChatGPT has been the leading charge. They've been leading the charge, rather, in LLM models. There are many other AI platforms that work much better for different and unique niche reasons. You know, some things are better than others, but ChatGPT has been leading the charge so far. DeepSeek makes its generative artificial intelligence algorithms, their models and training details, open source, allowing its code to be freely available for use, modification, viewing, and designing documents for building purposes. ChatGPT, on the other hand, is not open source. It is a closed source model developed by a company, OpenAI. And what that means is the underlying code and training data are not publicly available for modification or access by the general public. OpenAI has chosen to keep ChatGPT closed source to control its usage and mitigate potential risks associated with sharing the technology widely. Whereas open source AI models allow for greater transparency, customization, and community collaboration, which can be useful. DeepSeek AI chatbot is developed entirely by Chinese software engineers, whereas AI models established in Silicon Valley in the United States are created by people of various nationalities. And, you know, whether that matters or not, I'm not sure, but it's just factual, something to think about. DeepSeek claims to be far less expensive and requires much fewer resources and power than ChatGPT and others. That's what's so far being marketed as being very, very important. And what I mean by being marketed as is that we only know what we're told. We have to keep in mind that there are social media channels and news channels and marketing and agencies and advertising things that tell us about stuff, but do we really know? So we're basing this on what we know, just like I'm sharing here with what I know. You know, there are concerns. Censorship is one of them. Some concerns over DeepSeek include censorship, in particular, mechanisms for topics that are considered politically sensitive. For example, that many of those, especially DeepSeek, will be refused to answer, right? For example, information regarding Taiwan or most items pertaining to Chinese governments or history, they're all heavily screened and censored. But there are many other censorship examples as well that I've read about. But fairly, ChatGPT uses automated content moderation to filter out inappropriate or dangerous content. This includes topics like violence, sexuality, and hate speech. So just be aware that most all applications, AI engines especially, and the like, employ some kind of filtering. To what extent, though, remains to be seen. Another concern is security and privacy. There are also fears that DeepSeek AI system could be used for foreign influence operations, spreading disinformation, surveillance, and the development of cyber weapons for the government of the People's Republic of China. And, you know, that's just based on what I'm told and what I read about. And, you know, it's something to think about. That's all. Something to think about. DeepSeek's privacy terms and conditions say, I read this for myself, I quote, "We store the information we collect in secure servers located in the People's Republic of China. We may collect your text or audio input, prompt, unloaded or uploaded files, feedback, chat history, or other content that you provide to our model and services, end quote. Although their data storage and collection policy is actually consistent with ChatGPT's and others' privacy policy, who also store their content domestically. Ours is in the US though. For any, now I underscore any openly available AI model with a web or app interface, including but not limited to DeepSeek, the prompts or questions that are asked of the AI then become available to the makers of that model, as are the answers, no matter where you go. So, anyone working on confidential or national security areas needs to be aware of those risks. So no matter what, though, I typically consider any new tool, I've always done this, any new tool, application, or website, or otherwise, as a potential, quote-unquote potential, right? Until I review it, carefully inspect it, research it, and analyze which includes trying it out safely. That ultimately allows me to determine what works for me or my business or my associates. It's often subjective, of course. Anything we use is always subjective, right? Depends on the user. And about practicality, meaning that it's not just some cool new toy, rather something that provides value to my personal or professional life. So I heavily scrutinize things. I don't just kind of go off things on a whim. I'm very careful. So I encourage everyone to be skeptical about everything online, period. If it's on your computer, if it's on your phone, it's on your tablet, on your laptop, you have to scrutinize it. You have to be skeptical about it, period. You have to. Be very mindful, cautious, and non-reactive to all things digital. And non-reactive means don't love it, like, oh, I got to get this thing. It's the coolest new thing. And also don't be reactive as far as, you know, judgmental about it. You know, oh, this is from China. It's a bad thing. You don't want to do that either. We just want to be mindful. I encourage everyone to be mindful. And skeptical just means cautious. You got to be cautious. There's a lot of troublemakers out there, domestically or foreign. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of good you can get out of it, but a lot of danger out there too. You know, you can't deny that to you and to others. We simply need to be mindful of that and tread very carefully. Okay. And then use those items confidently and regularly to help you achieve whatever goals you have in using those tools. And remember, regardless of any application, software, or tool, you always want to keep it up to date. You always want to keep an eye on it and make sure you're being safe and not giving away proprietary information to anyone or anything. We should always be very careful and mindful of this, no matter what we use. Here's a pro tip, which may not be obvious to some people, but try not to unmindfully jump to every single application out there, especially with AI. Once any of your information is out there, it's out there for good. You can't undo it. I tell a lot of kids this with their social media apps, you know, with Instagram, Snapchat, you know, man, bing, bang, boom, it is out there. And just because there's some claim to a new clever application or tool, remember that there's a lot of that out there, and that the job of a marketer and advertiser is to make it look and sound impressive, right? That's what they do. But that doesn't mean that it's something we should do, right? You have to think about, you know, the job of marketing and advertising. I mean, I do marketing advertising, so I could speak to that effect. But remember, there was a time, long time ago in the 40s, when cigarettes were marketed as a healthy lifestyle, right? Or where you have the classic snake oil salesperson, which still exist. They're going to sell things, tell you that it's the best vitamin, that it's the best application, that it's the best car, right? It's sales. The point is that there are millions of things out there, and AI will be growing exponentially. So think before you jump on that bandwagon and be very mindful. So when it comes to AI, I encourage you to really stop and think about what you're using, why you're using it, and how you're using it. And try to think of the opposite. How they, the owners, are using your information. It's very important because your information is very, very, very important, right? Or it should be. Otherwise, a lot of technology is wonderful. It's the carousel of progress. And we should all be able to enjoy that incredible ride together. Not be afraid of using it either, right? And keeping each other safe and growing together And that's what I'm trying to do here. So that's just a little bit on DeepSeek AI. You know, I did the same thing with ChatGPT and Claude. I use Claude quite a bit. You know, and there are many other AI tools. I mean, there are just so many. It's just such a growing technology now. You know, I'll use ChatGPT. I use Steve AI. I'll use Copilot, Gemini. I said Claude. There are just so many that are out there. And, you know, DeepSeek AI is just one of, you're going to start seeing a lot more of this. So just be careful out there and be mindful of what you're using and how you're using it. That's the best advice I have. I'm Todd, a lifetime artist and passionate creative professional with over 30 years of incredible experience. Wellness, martial arts, Zen, and spiritual teacher, imaginative entrepreneur, and honored husband, father, and grandfather. I'm driven to helping others achieve their personal, professional, and spiritual best. You can find me online at toddszen.com or mitchellcreativegroup.com. Thank you.